On Saturday night, I got to host the New Zealand Wine Awards. That's quite a fun little gig. And there was a bit of gossip, really. Well, not gossip, but scandal. You see, this year, for what I believe is the first year, the best Sauvignon Blanc didn't come from Marlborough. Now, it came from Nelson and the Seyfried family winemakers, who had already won that New Zealand Wine of the Year Champion Sauvignon Blanc Awards a couple of weeks earlier. They won the best wine in the Nelson region, but then on Saturday night they won the Open, I think it was called the Open White, or the Best Supreme White, which was for the best white wine in New Zealand. And the awards were held in Blenheim. Awkward. Chris Seyfried's one of the family winemakers who joins me now. Hey, Chris.
G'day. Hello, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, congratulations again.
Thank you. Wasn't it a great night? We certainly enjoyed receiving the trophy.
Yeah, it was really special.
Very, very good to do it in the home of New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc and bring it back to Nelson, which is great for the year, great for the region, and great for our family and team.
200th anniversary of the first grapevine planted in New Zealand, and you've been part of that history. There was a shot of you as maybe a three-year-old with a big bunch of grapes in your hand on the big screen. So you've obviously, been brought up from the very beginning in the wine environment.
Yeah, I'd like to say I'm in my early 40s and been involved in that since day dot. Mum and Dad were just establishing a little vineyard back in the early 70s when I came along, so we were just gathered up in the car and taken along, and we've been there for the ride all the way through. And then as we've become older, we've hopefully become a bit more helpful. And when we were kids, Dad used to plan the bottling around the school holidays so that we could help, and we all had our little jobs around the vineyard and the winery and things. So it's all we know. I've got two sisters, Heidi and Anna, that are also involved, and we've just always been a part of the wine industry. We really enjoy it. It's great competitive banter with our mates in Marlborough. So we really enjoy it. It's a great industry.
I should probably ask someone from Marlborough, but how much of a shock was it when this Nelson Sauvignon Blanc picked up the award this year?
Well, the interesting thing, we always think we make pretty good wine over here. We've known that for a very long time, but we're always overshadowed by the bigger players, by Marlborough. Nelson, we're a very small region. We grow just 3% of New Zealand's grapes, so it's a very, very small region. We're all family-owned with the exception of one winery, which up until recently was family-owned. And we work together as a region to really try to make better wines, but because we're such a small player, we don't often get our name out there as much as we'd like. So this year will certainly help to put Nelson on the map. It's just terrific news.
And this is my impressions, is that the wine doesn't taste like radically, radically different from a Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc, although it is appreciably different. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc is what people know. We're obviously Nelson, and people always ask, what's the difference between the two? I would say there's a lot of similarities. What we've done in 2019, we had an exceptionally hot summer. It was very, very hot. You'll remember, as I mentioned on Saturday night, the bushfires. And we had really hot weather, so we had very, very low yields in the vineyard. We weren't able to irrigate. The irrigation ban was enforced around Nelson, so there was no irrigation. So we had very, very concentrated fruit. Very ripe fruit. It meant that harvest was also quite early. When I was a child, we always did harvest during the month of April. April was just the harvest month. But in the last few years, with warming, changing climate, harvest now is predominantly right through March, and this year was no exception. It was a very early harvest. So what that means is that we can harvest the grapes exactly when they're ripe. Really good flavours, very good concentration, quite low yields. And we had no issues with sort of mould or mildew or any of the concerning things to a viticulturalist and winemaker during a wet season, which we do get from time to time. We can end up with, quite wet years or even a dry summer and then end up with rain coming just prior to harvest, which is a nightmare for a winemaker. So this year, just everything lined up and the flavours were just fantastic. Really good tropical fruit flavours, lots of guava, nectarine, feijoa characters. Sauvignon Blanc traditionally used to be quite green and quite grassy, but New Zealand winemakers really are trying to move away from that and get riper flavours into the wine, and that all comes from the vineyard. That's really a vineyard secret.
Gee, I hope you don't have to have bushfire weather again to repeat the...
No, absolutely not. That was frightening enough, and we had staff that are volunteers, so they were involved in that. So we appreciate the efforts that they did for the region. But, in terms of winemaking, it certainly was great weather for the grapes.
Yeah. Hey, have you worked out what the next generation of Seyfrieds is going to look like and whether they're going to take on the business?
You know, Saturday night was a great night, and we actually started Saturday with my youngest son's 5th birthday party, so he's off to school today. So we're a long way away from deciding careers at this point. Hopefully one of the kids will come into the industry. My sister Heidi has 3 kids that are 9, 7, and 5, and ours are the same age as well. So we've got 6 kids in the future plans, but I'm not sure it's really up to them. They're very interested in coming in. They come in after school and during the weekends and holidays and have a look around, and they like riding around on the mules around the vineyard and having a look at the grapes and the young vines and the bottling and the laboratory and things. But I don't know. We'll leave it up to them. I really enjoy the industry. It's all I've known, and I really enjoy the diversity of roles. You know, you're concerned about the weather. You're looking at international currency. You're dealing with people. You're dealing with, going overseas and talking to fantastic restaurateurs and sommeliers. And there's just so many facets of the industry. It's really interesting. Every day is a different day, which excites me.
Your dad, Herman, he's Austrian-born, I think. Do you still have any connections to that country? I know they make some pretty amazing wine.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, Dad's family are from Austria. That's right, from near Graz, which is 2 hours south of Vienna. He grew up there, but he wasn't really involved in the wine industry in Austria. He studied winemaking in Germany, worked in South Africa for a number of years before coming to Nelson in 1971, and he arrived here and just loved it. When he first came, he was making apple wine for the New Zealand Apple and Pear Board in Nelson, but could see that the climate and the region was well suited to grapes. At that point, there were no grapes in the South Island. A lot of people said, look, you're crazy, mate. There's no way you'll grow grapes. There was no grapes south of Hawke's Bay. So Dad could see there were a lot of hops, a lot of apples grown in the region, which is very similar climatically to Germany and parts of Austria. So he took a punt, spoke to a lot of West Auckland winemakers, the old family winemakers up there, and got some cuttings, brought them down and planted them. And those first cuttings are where we started in 1973. So we're just continually planting more vineyards. This year we've planted another 8 hectares of vineyards, so we're just slowly growing as our markets allow. We're exporting about 50%. So there's a good future there for the family. We're very excited, and obviously this award really helps us tell the story of Nelson and what we can do and show that we're certainly, making wines of world class here in Nelson.
Yeah, good one. Congratulations again, and hope you can repeat the feat at some point.
Yeah, hopefully. Let's see. But thank you very much. I really appreciate your time.
Nice
thank
one.
You.
Thanks. That's Chris Seyfried, whose family vineyard has taken the chalice, the trophy off Marlborough, and won the Champion Sauvignon Blanc Award.